Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and we are sitting with author Pamela Callow, and her book is called Damaged, and it is your first book, your debut novel. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Les.
How did you enjoy the process of writing this first book?
It was very exciting. I was inspired by a case I had read about in the newspaper, so it really created some excitement and a desire to really get the book on paper. So I enjoyed writing it.
Again, it's called Damaged. It has to do with a law firm. It has to do with conspiracy. It's a thriller. How'd you come up with the plot?
Well, it's actually a legal thriller with a biomedical element to it. So the case that I use to inspire the story is a biomedical criminal case. But I didn't want to write a fictionalized account of the case because I didn't think that would really engage readers. So I used that as a springboard to create a thriller, and I intertwined a legal element into the story. So I actually have two different plot lines that kind of intersect at different places and come together at the end.
Tell me a little bit about the plot, and tell me a little bit about the lead character, Kate Lang.
Okay, well, Kate Lang is, I call her my every woman superwoman because she's a struggling lawyer. She's in her 30s. She's had heartbreak. She's got leaky plumbing. You know, she's just one of these women that, you know, her dog eats her newspapers. And she's had to overcome a tragic past when she was 16, and it took her a long time to kind of get to the point where she was succeeding again. When the book opens, she's on probation in a big law firm in Halifax. She's just landed this new job, and she's finally achieving what she wanted to achieve professionally and discovers she's a hot potato in a power play between two partners. So what she thought she was walking into is something very different than she actually encountered. And then we throw into that a couple of legal cases and the biomedical plot, and Kate has her hands full.
Pamela, Damaged is a thriller, as we said. What makes it different from other thrillers out there? There are so many to choose from.
I know. First of all, I think one of the elements with Damaged is that I really wanted to put a character in the book who has to really find her inner resiliency and redeem herself in her own eyes, but also basically find the ability to help other people. In this case, I actually have a serial killer in the book, and I put her in the position of, you know, when I was writing it, I was thinking, how would I feel if I knew I had to confront a serial killer? So I think what's different about the book is that I don't have a character who's really, like, well-trained in murder investigation or has any special abilities. She doesn't know how to use a gun.
Kind of stumbling her way through.
Yeah. Well, she's pretty smart. I mean, she's somebody who kind of realizes that she needs to take charge of the situation. But it's what I like about Kate is that she really has a lot of guts, and she has to figure out how to marshal her own talents. The other thing about Damage, though, is it's not just written in her point of view. I have about five different points of view in the book, and I think that's what makes it compelling, because I have the victim's mother's point of view in the book, and she's not your standard victim's mother. She's a pretty hard-nosed criminal court judge. I've got the homicide detective, the one complete plot thread of the book is the homicide investigation and his struggles with the case.
There are people out there predicting success for you in your new career. We talked earlier with bestselling author Rick Mafina here at BEA, and he says, quote, Pamela Callow is a rising star. How do you react to that?
Well, I'm very flattered. It's a huge compliment from an author like Rick. I think Damage has resonated with a lot of people on different levels, and I think the reason why is that I write with a very close psychological distance to my characters, and I really put it out there on the page. So it's not, I like to explore the impact of crime and take it down to a micro level for people and what their reactions are to it and what kind of behavior it brings out in people, because it's sort of an extreme situation. And especially for some of my characters, they've never been in those situations before. So I've been very fortunate that the book has been, you know, well received by people who have read it, and I'm excited to see where it goes. I'd love to hear from people who've read it to let me know what they think.
Once again, the book is called Damaged. It's the debut novel from Pamela Callow. A lot of good luck, Pamela.
Thank you very much, Les.